When Calvin asked me to speak on the table, I thought, I can do that. And I thought about it and thought about it, and last night I was still thinking about it. And I was thinking about what to say about this. Yesterday, Brandon Lee made a comment on Philippians 3 and 20. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in order for us to have citizenship of something, there has to be something to be a part of. And Jesus gave us that access. He gave us to be a part of heaven. He's given us that citizenship. You know, it talks there in John 14:2, that he told the disciples that he was going to prepare a place for them, and that he was going to come back. And if it weren't so, then he wouldn't have said it. You know, I really don't think anyone truly understood why Jesus died on the cross before the day of Pentecost, where Jesus told his disciples, I will send a comforter for you. And while he was on the cross, nobody truly understood, could comprehend why he was up there. But if we look at 1 John 4:8, it tells us that if you know love, then you know me, for God is love. Christ was on that cross for love, for the love of us, to give us, to grant us citizenship to heaven. Thank God, for he saw a problem and he fixed it. He fixed it with his son, Jesus Christ. He fixed a problem that we were incapable of fixing ourselves. There's no way we could have done it. So when we surround this, these symbols of Christ's death, I was remembered by Dane's talk, and he said we need to prepare ourselves for when we surround this table. For it is an honor to be a part of something so great and magnificent. An honor for God to open his doors to heaven and say, come in. And I got to thinking about it. I am a U.S. citizen. My residence is in Kansas. I can show everyone my driver's license. That's proof that I'm a resident. What is our proof to God that our residence is in heaven? What is it? I don't know if this is right, but I believe it's our heart. For that is where love comes from. God looks into our hearts and he sees the content of it. And as we surround these symbols, as he's looking into our hearts, as our acts of being here sincere. For 1 Corinthians 13 tells us, for if we have no love, then we are wasting our time. John, will you have the prayer for the bread?
Father God, we thank you so much for a beautiful day today. We thank you so much for allowing all of us to be here this morning. But most of all, we thank you for your son, Jesus. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here this morning. There would be no need. But as we come this morning to break bread, drink the cup, we need to put it on our hearts and remember what Jesus did. Jesus died on the cross for you and I. He went through a lot of pain and suffering for you and I. Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. And remember what Jesus did, it's also time to rejoice. Because we don't have to wear that thorn, that crown of thorns, because Jesus did. We don't have to be beaten and whipped, because Jesus was. We don't have to have nails driven through our hands and our feet, because Jesus did. We don't have to be nailed to that cross and die on the cross, because Jesus did, because he loves us and he loves his Father. As we break the bread this morning, remember what Jesus did. Remember the love he has for each and every one of us. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
That same week that Calvin asked me to speak, there was a poem read by a guy at the Section Church of Christ, and I thought it was very fitting for this fruit of the vine which we're about to partake of. I've given blood before, and I imagine most of you have given blood before. The poem goes like this. I gave my blood, Christ gave his. I give a pint, he gave all. The needle was small and sharp, the nails were large and dull. The table soft and restful, the cross rough and painful. The nurses kind and gentle, the soldiers cruel and mean. The crowd applauds my sacrifice, they that pass by reviled him. Mine is for O positive, his for positively all. Mine at best will prolong a life for a while. His without doubt can save all forever. Christ gave it for everyone, didn't he? Not just for select people. We all have that opportunity. As we partake of the fruit of the vine, we know that represents Christ's blood that was shed for us. And Colin, will you have that for us?
Lord, thank you for sending the perfect sacrifice on our behalf, even though we didn't deserve it. Thank you for Christ, for spilling his blood for our sake. And thank you for the wonderful forgiveness that it grants us all. Please bless the fruit of the vine as we pass it. And it's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God's blessed us so much more than what we deserve. There's no doubt about that. And that he gave his absolute best. And there is a box in the back right corner that gives us that opportunity to give back to God just a portion of what he gave for us. And so that concludes the Lord's table.